Welcome, spiritual seekers, and today's topic is spiritual vampires. Yep, they exist. So what does it mean when someone's energy attaches to yours, and how do you know when it happens? You know, you may be around one person or many over time, and you come away feeling just tired and irritated and angry and depressed and just an overall feeling of wanting to get away from them. So in the metaphysical community, we call these folks spiritual vampires because their energy literally sucks your energy from you. And it can be quite subtle. And, you know, we blame it on other things. Oh, it's our job or it's stress. And, you know, this may be true. However, you know it is a spiritual vampire when it is continuous, and typically when it's with the same person. Have you ever come away from a mall and you've had a great time? You've been out to lunch, you're with your girlfriends and having a good time, or even a concert, and you just feel so tired. It means you are attracting and collecting a lot of energy. And this is the same principle for certain people in our lives. So what can we do? You know, you don't have to remove these folks from your life, but you do have to distance yourself from them. These can be family members or close friends. When it comes to our spouse or children, family dialogue, you know, maybe what is needed to have them release their energy, because most of the time, they don't even know they're carrying around such a heavy load. And they feel bad. So you feel bad. They feel bad. We all feel bad. And so you may have to come to terms with, you know, releasing the person if it gets too overwhelming. And, you know, it's a known fact that some people will just cling on to others because it feels good, it feels safe, and it feels comforting. And, you know, when we're talking about spouse and children, you know, they're part of our soul group. And so we do have lessons to learn with our soul group. That's why we incarnate with soul groups, the same ones over and over and over again, to learn lessons. So they're purposely put in your life as a spouse, as a child, so you can't lop their head off. Well, you can, but we won't. You know, so we can learn these lessons. And again, they may not even realize that they're carrying around such heavy energy because they could be collectors. So they're collecting and you collect from them, and then you end up ill, you end up in a bad mood, you end up divorcing, whatever the case may be. I had a boyfriend and I was drawn to him, and I could not break free from him. And I'm not going to say it wasn't an obsession. It really was a true love story and a two-way street. But, you know, there were times when I just came away feeling just not good. Not good. And I had to really look at that and say, okay, this is a person I love. Why don't I feel good after I leave him? And so what was I collecting from him? What was his junk that was dumping onto me? That, again, maybe he realized it, you know, maybe he didn't. And, you know, there's sadness when we have to release somebody. But more important than sadness is being truthful. You have to be true to literally, how do I feel? How do I feel? How do I feel? So, you know, some of the things that you can do are really quite easy. Take a shower. You know, that may seem so simple, but water does cleanse our energy. Yes, it cleanses our body, but it cleanses our spiritual energy. You know, you come out of a bath feeling, oh my gosh, you know, I'm feeling pretty good. My skin's all tingly and I smell pretty. And well, it's more than that. It's that the water is, it naturally takes away negative energy. And I always tell my clients, don't go to bed with 100 people. Get rid of them. So before you hit the sheets, take a shower and get spiritually clean. Go into nature, people. Go into nature. Take a walk. Has anyone ever come from a walk and been in a bad mood. I personally have never experienced that, and nature is just such a beautiful healer. And so get to nature, hug a tree, have flowers around you, whatever that is. I love to have clary sage in my home. Always. I have it in stick form where you can burn it as like an incense, but I also have it in the essential oil. And you can find this at metaphysical stores. You can find this at places that sell, you know, herbs and things like that. Highly recommend getting some and keep it some in your spray bottle. Keep it in the car. Keep it in your office. Spray your body. If someone walks away, squirt them. They're not going to know. But it's just going to cleanse your space. And the other thing I like to do is, you know, place a white light around yourself. Just visualize just this large bubble of white light. And even, you know, the person that you're concerned about, put them in a bubble of white light. And this does, you know, we call it the Christ consciousness. It's far more than that, but it basically is just, it is a cover. It's a protector. And it absolutely will help to block any negative energy coming in and going out. Also, you know, there are those who just naturally attract energy, and that's okay. And the people who are spiritual vampires are generally good people, but they just don't know how to dump their stuff. And so they find an easy outlet, such as yourself. So if you are one of these beautiful lights on this earth right now, and you're experiencing, gosh, just negativity and heaviness, it's not your fault. It really isn't your fault. It's that you're just collecting, you're attracting, but you don't know how to get rid of it. So again, take that shower, go for that walk, put white light around yourself, spray yourself with clary sage. And let me just do a small, just a side quick note. Watch what you bring into your home. Energy is on everything. So you go to a beautiful antique store, you bring home a beautiful, antique chest, and you're like, oh, I'm feeling a little off. What is it? Well, who was the previous owner? What was going on? So cleanse things that you bring into your home. Wash your jewelry. It's a collector. Put it in a bottle, you know, a bowl of salt or water, put it in the sunlight. You need to start thinking about spiritually cleansing. So just be aware of how you're always feeling. I remember hearing this one day, and it resonates so well with me, and perhaps it will you too. You know, you may not remember the conversation or how the person was dressed or even what you had to, you know, eat at lunch with them. What matters most is how you felt when you left their presence. Were you upbeat? Was it inspiring? Was it helpful? Was it joyful? Our feelings are everything. Everything. It affects everything. Our attitudes, our health. You know, and the same message is for you too. How do you make others feel? You know, it's a two-way street. And again, this message is not for the small times that this happens, as it happens to all of us. But if it is a constant issue with you, you may have to make adjustments in your life. And let me tell you, you're going to have to be courageous. People are going to tell you, what are you doing? What do you mean you're walking away from that person? What do you mean? Why aren't you friends anymore? What's wrong with you? Why are you being so selfish? Don't you know they need you? Well, they may, but your feelings are more important. And it's not really being selfish. It's you just coming into your own and owning your truth and how you feel about yourself and the kind of quality of life and energy. What kind of energy do you want in your home, in your workspace? I hope for yourself that it's one that's mostly positive and upbeat. And listen, we don't live and bring a doom. You know, not everything is perfect. We don't live in a glass bubble. I get it. But generally speaking, your home life has to be joyful. Your work space has to be joyful. Your relationships have to be joyful. And there are going to be, you know, people that tell you that you are being selfish, but listen, they're being manipulative. So you have to look at their motives as well. I have a story for you, and it is what it is. I know the kind of person I am. I know the kind of heart that I have for people. I am in a business of service to help people heal, to help people find their truth, to get on their tree of life. I value my work, and therefore I value who I am as a person. So I did have a friendship not too long ago that I had to break away from. And unfortunately, it happened at a very awful time in her life. Before this, she just tended to dump. She tended to be negative. But she had such a sweetness about her that I was like, well, okay, it's a give and take, and she is funny. But when I left her, it was like, I always had to exhale. So unfortunately, her husband was killed. And well, you absolutely better believe she clung to me. And I had to break her from my life, because every time I turned around, it wasn't uplifting. I could not give her anymore. I guess I knew my limitations, and I knew what she needed, and I knew that we weren't going to meet in the middle. And so I had to end that friendship. And I tell you this not because, you know, I don't feel guilty about it, because I know my truth. And I know that whatever experiences we were supposed to have, we were supposed to have, and it's done. But she was one of those spiritual vampires. And she didn't even know. She didn't even know how to help herself not to do it. But I knew enough in my own spiritual journey that it was time. It was time to let her go. And I think about her often, and I send her white light, and I pray for her, and I hope that she's doing well. But I guarantee you, if she was still in my life, it would not have gotten better. In fact, it probably would have gotten worse for me. I'm not saying for her, but for me, it definitely would have gotten worse. So I can only offer, you know, you, my beautiful listeners, to have courage, recognize the signs of the spiritual vampires in our world. And again, most of them are lovely, well-meaning people who just don't know how to get out of their own way. So I hope that helps you. And until next time, all my love and light your way, and many blessings.